radios began to come out and be popular about the time I was probably around 11 or 12 years old, maybe before that, but I don't remember them before that. And so, of course, we used to listen to the news on radio, and then they used to have, well, they began to have soap operas on radio later on. I don't think they had them back that early. And I don't think that the early radios broadcast all the time, you know, all day long, and maybe even all night, some of them do now. But I think they just broadcast at certain times, and so people were aware of what times the radio would be broadcasting, and so they would gear their work so that they could stop and listen to the radio when it came, when it was time to hear the news or whatever they wanted to hear. And so that was, you know, we felt like we were really something when we had this radio coming from goodness knows where. And, you know, just interesting to think that you could hear people's voices from hundreds of miles away.
Were you familiar with the eastern part of the country, or the eastern cities?
Not really. After my foster mother died, well, I said that I stayed a year in this town of Hardesty to be near my older sister, because that's where she was going to school, and she graduated that year. So I stayed that year there, and then I went to Kansas City, Missouri, which is where my younger brother, my youngest adopted brother, and his family lived. And I went there to live with them and go to school. And so that was the largest city I ever remember.
That was probably a big city, though, wasn't it, at that time?
Well, yes, it was big at that time. I don't know what the population was, but it was considered
compared to other cities.
Yeah. Or compared to Guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
And about, I think about the time I was 8 or 9, something like that, airplanes became, they began to fly planes. And there was a young man there in town who had bought a plane. And he was killed. He flew that plane during our fair one year. And, well, the year he got it, I don't think he'd had it very long. And he was doing some flying upside down, doing some loops, I guess. I don't know what they call them. But anyway, the plane went into a dive and crashed, and he was killed. He was just 21, something like that.
And that was the first time you'd ever seen a plane?
That was the first time I'd ever seen a plane.
Yeah, correct.
Bad experience.
Bad experience.
Never did make me very friendly toward planes.
Do you fly now?
Yes. Well, after I married my second husband, I had to fly. That was his life. He was in the Navy Air, and so to him, flying was second nature. So, but I did fly once before that. My first husband and I and the girls, our two daughters, went to Guam. He was stationed in Guam, and the girls and I went over on the ship, but we flew back from Guam. And I didn't really like it. I was afraid. I was scared the whole way. And I never did fly again until I married Mark.
Were those cities in the Midwest, were they like cities here? I've always imagined them being kind of dusty and, yeah.
No, they're just like here.
It's like there's grass and trees. Is it very hilly?
Well, in the part of the country where I lived, it was not very hilly. It was
mostly
fairly flat. Yeah. Not quite just plains. There was a little rolling to the country there. But the city, I mean, people planted their grass and trees just there. Just like, in fact, in that part of the country where I was raised, in the city, if you had any grass or trees, you had to plant it. It just didn't grow by itself.
Yeah.
And It's not a desert by any means, but it's dry there, and so it doesn't, much vegetation doesn't volunteer to come up there.
Yeah. So. What about the Dust Bowl era? What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember that vividly, and I think most people who lived through it did. It was just a bad time, and I think that that was probably the beginning of the Depression, because certainly for that part of the country it was. The dust storms were, it's hard to think of them now and really imagine them, but they were, the dust was so thick. If you lived in a city where you, in a town where you had neighbors across the street, you couldn't see their home because the dust was so thick. You couldn't see the house across the street from you. And it would blow. You would wake up in the morning, the sun would be up, and you'd think, oh, it's going to be a nice day. I can get the laundry done or clean house or whatever. But if you saw a little yellow spot way, 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 a little pinpoint of a spot way off in the distance, you knew you couldn't do those things because that was a dust storm coming. And the thing about the dust storms out there was that they came down from Nebraska. They blew across from Nebraska, across the state of Kansas into Oklahoma and Texas. And the dust that collected there was from those states. They lost a good lot of their topsoil, those states did. But they finally, after several years of these dust storms, and they didn't just come once in a while, they happened daily. If you had a day that you didn't have a dust storm, it was just really wonderful. You just really thoroughly enjoyed it. But you had a lot of dust coming out of your house because there was no way you could keep the dust out. And in fact, out there in Guymon, and I'm sure in other towns in the Dust Bowl area, people didn't insulate their homes back then like we do now. And in your rafters up in the attic up above your ceiling, where if you had 4 or 6 inch rafter studs up there, the dust would collect in there until it was up level with the rafter. And so you had 4, 6, or 8 inch dust layer up there as an insulation. And people who have that in their homes, many of those homes are still standing because they did not deteriorate in that area like they do in damper areas because they didn't have the termites we have here. And people won't get rid of that dust because it's good insulation.
And what year was that? About what?
Well, it was in the early 30s. And I said that it was probably the beginning of the Depression. Actually, the stock market crash in 1929, I think, was the beginning of the Depression.
Yeah.
And so the early 30s and on to the 30s. In the late 30s, the country began to come out of the terrible Depression.
What do you remember about the Depression?
Well,
how did it affect you?
Out in Oklahoma, how it affected many of, well, the Dust Bowl really was what affected many of the farmers there. Many people just closed up their farm, their house, and moved to California to get work because they had so much dust. The dust would drift up into the, and form a fence between fields. The fences were, fields were fenced with barbed wire, which was 3 strands of wire, just little wire, you know. And you would not think that the dust could drift like that, but it did. It drifted and just stayed right there under the wire. And it would drift all the way up over the top barbed wire. And you'd just see field after field of, surrounded by this dust fence. And so, and there was no no farming and no one could grow anything. There was no rain. And so there was just the cattle died from lack of water, lack of food, and lack of feed. And so the farmers just had to move because they couldn't live. And there was no industry for them to get into there. So they had to go where there was industry. And they went out to California and picked fruit and whatever they could do. That was a terrible time for those people. The people who did not leave prospered eventually. The people that left, I don't know whether they ever came back again, because I didn't know any of them that well, but I think they probably just were so discouraged they never did come back. But then, as I said, the stock market crashed in 1929 and the country then went into the terrible depression. And I don't think that in today's world, anybody who has not lived through that can ever imagine what it was like. There was just, you didn't have anything. And you didn't really want anything because nobody else had anything either. And if you had something that somebody else didn't have, you felt guilty about it because you felt like, you know, that they felt bad because they didn't have it and you did.